This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio, and we are in Bagley in the heart of Clearwater County. And I'm happy to welcome to the stage the director of the Clearwater County Historical Society, Tamara Edvold.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for being here. We always like to tell the story of the place where we go, and it's always best to start the story from the beginning. So, you know, the first people showed up here when?
About 10,000 years ago.
Wow. Wow, did they have radio back then?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, all right.
We know they were here then because we've found paleo points from that time frame and have artifacts and things from that era.
Okay. So. And then what kind of changes happened? When did the native history of this place start to change, and what happened over the years?
In the late 1800s or middle 1800s is when the logging started in this area, and there were virgin timber stands ready to be taken. And so companies like Nichols, Chisholm, and Weyerhaeuser were more than willing to help themselves to the timber. And so that's when white people started coming into the area. And they were here in large numbers, huge camps of lumberjacks, 200-300 people working in the woods, until about the 1920s. And that kind of died down, and then the farming started.
Where did all the people come from?
We're mostly Scandinavian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You betcha.
So the towns that formed in Clearwater County, this area, how did they come about?
Most of the towns are started out as small post office. People would, neighborhoods would start. There's Bagley and Shovelin and Elida and Clearbrook and Gonvick. In Ebro, and there were also towns called Tekla and Hangard and Windsor and Moonlight and Starlight.
Oh, neat.
Mm-hmm.
And the county itself wasn't always here.
No, we were part of Beltrami County until 1902, and then Bemidji or Beltrami County decided to build this really fancy courthouse, and we said, no, we're not going to pay for that. And so we had a little vote, and we decided to secede from Beltrami County.
All right, so it's a rebellious place.
It is a rebellious.
All right. I was really fascinated reading some of your notes, some of the things you had researched. There's a lot of interesting characters.
We have wonderful characters.
Yeah, who are some of your favorites?
I have several favorites, and hopefully they don't have relatives that are listening.
They might.
One of my favorites actually is Sumner Bagley, who we're named after. And Sumner was a logging man, and he was a short little feisty little man, I guess, and he liked a good fight. And it's known among their stories that he actually fired a man because he broke up a good fight. But the one thing about Sumner that I really like is the fact that once we named the town after him, he moved to Foston. And he actually took out an ad in the local paper that said, I don't want to have anything to do with the town that's named after me. Apparently, he was afraid that he'd have to pay the bills.
Who are some of the women that made up the history of this place?
Probably the most beloved character in Clearwater County is a woman named May Barnes. And May was the superintendent of schools. She was elected in 1918, and she served until the 1970s. She was elected over and over again. And she would start out in 1918, of course, visiting the country schools by horse and buggy, and later she got a car, and she is known as probably the worst driver ever in Clearwater County. The sheriff actually said he was so glad when she finally stopped driving because she would go right down the middle of the road with the pedal to the metal. And so she's probably one of the most beloved characters in our county.
So it's a history of the woods and waters and logging and farming, and mm-hmm. Here we are today, yep. Doing a lot of the same things.
We haven't changed very much.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you. Tamara Edvold from the Clearwater County Historical Society.